Eagle, 98.1, The Rock Station. Michelle Southern with some Southern Rock on your Tuesday. Where this Friday, I am very excited about going to see Candlebox at L'Auberge Baton Rouge, and even more excited now to have lead singer of Candlebox, Kevin Martin, on the line with me now to talk about the show. Kevin, thanks for joining us, and how are you this afternoon?
I'm super good, man. Thank you so much for asking.
Awesome. So you know Candlebox from You, Far Behind, 90s grunge Candlebox, and you guys, Kevin, are celebrating the 20th anniversary of your biggest success, your self-titled album that came out, what, 93?
Yeah, 25th anniversary of the debut album. Kind of nutty.
And so you've already been on tour. How's it been going so far?
Going great. The show's been amazing. The audience has been, you know, thrilling and exciting. And I mean, we're just having a good time with it. You know, it's. I think we don't take ourselves too serious, so we have a lot of fun with the songs. And well, there's some places that we have better shows than others, but I think ultimately it's really just kind of where our heads are at and maybe how much whiskey we've had to drink.
Well, I can't wait for this show personally, and I was really excited when they told me I'd be interviewing you today. I had your poster on my college dorm room wall, but one of the things that I love about the 25th anniversary tour in this year, I believe that grunge is still completely relevant. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I don't really consider us a grunge band, so I think we got lumped into that just because we're from Seattle. But I do believe that the music from the 90s, whether it's Candlebox or Bush or Collective Soul or Nirvana, you know, Pearl Jam, whatever, I think that that's all still very relevant. And I think that that's kind of what has really kind of kept things alive for not only Candlebox, but bands like Live and Collective Soul and fans that maybe haven't heard of these bands, you know, that are young now are finding us because there's an honesty and a sincerity to that music that I just don't think people are finding in anything right now.
Loud, distorted guitars. I mean, actual instruments, and I feel like that's what the younger generation is responding to most here on this rock station as well.
Right on. That's a good thing.
So you're as energetic and as fierce as when those songs were new is what I'm hearing. So you're still belting out those notes as if it were the early 90s?
Well, I'm trying. I don't know. You know, people say that I sound better now than I ever did, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. I never really liked myself, my voice. I don't really like saying I would much rather be a drummer, so I kind of got stuck with this gig 27 years ago, and it's not a bad gig.
But, it's better than a real job is what I say as a DJ.
Exactly. It's better than a real job, and I'd much rather be doing this than taking dishes. But, you know, I do have fun with what I do, and I love the guys that I play with, and, you know, we enjoy playing these songs every night, and fans make it extra special for us because they're there to see us do it, you know, and without them, I have no career, and I never have taken that for granted, and I never will.
Chatting with Kevin Martin, lead singer of Candlebox, coming July 19th to L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Another thing, you also had a very heavy blues influence.
Yeah, I think we're still in that realm, and that's where we'll always kind of stay. But, you know, we have grown as a band, too. I mean, our contemporary sound is much different than our original. And that just comes from, you know, being, you know, older guys and older musicians that have learned a lot over the years, so... But, you know, the foundation of what we do is all blues-based chords, yeah.
So tell us about your latest project. What do y'all got in the works right now other than touring?
Well, we're starting a new record in August, so I've been writing with the guys for the past 6 months. Yeah, start a record in August. Hopefully it comes out like October, November, and we'll tour on that through the next year or two, you know. It's really just about making music. You know, this is the job that we took on 27 years ago as a band, and I'm happy to keep doing it. You know, it's like I said, I'd much rather do this than digging ditches.
I love to see that you guys are still very, you know, very active, and it seemed to be getting a good reaction so far.
The audience has been great. I got no complaints there.
What's the reaction when you play Far Behind?
Well, you know, that's the song I think everybody knows us for, so it's the one that, you know, everybody's looking for during the show. That's what they're waiting for, and of course, we make it towards the end of the set, so everybody's got to stick around and see the show. But if you had told me 25 years ago that this song was going to be paying my rent for the next 25 years, I wouldn't have believed you, you know? You just can't ask for something like that to happen and have it be so. It's mind blowing to me that that's the song that, that is still to this day the one that everybody wants to hear, and that it's reached that many people.
Do you think that there are still Kevin Martin posters for sale?
No. I hope not.
No, that was a great poster. Well, I guess, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, you go Tigers. You know we love Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and you guys, I guess the Varsity was the last time that you came, and that was a fantastic show also.
Thank you. We love the Varsity. I've been coming to Baton Rouge for a long, long time, and it's my favorite little town, and I own some land out there in Highland, so one of these days I'm going to build something there and retire in Baton Rouge, my favorite little town.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So your favorite town, retiring here one day. All right, Kevin Martin of Candlebox. They're coming July 19th to L'Auberge Baton Rouge again. Thanks for being on Eagle with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.